listening to Your Ultimate Life with Kellen Flukiger, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hey, so I'm stoked to be here with you on the show today. I am going to talk about something interesting. And I've talked a little bit about it before, but I'm going to just really talk today about writing a book. Let me tell you a little story. I'm an author, but all of my executive career, I didn't imagine myself to be an author. Like, I never thought I would be writing books or any of that kind of stuff. I didn't think, you know, I thought authors were, yeah, something, you know, I don't know. I could never be an author. And I didn't even like writing. I wrote some technical papers in my executive positions, but I didn't really, you know, write much. And so the idea of being an author was scary, strange, and I never thought about it. After I got done with the career in 2007, and we've talked on here a lot of times about what happened and some dramatic changes. But anyway, it began to occur to me that I should write a book, that maybe there was something that I had in me that I needed to do. So here's what I want to tell you, just as a bold claim. Writing a book is the very best way to launch your coaching, consulting, or advisory business. Now, you may not want to do any of those, and you can consider writing a book anyway. But if you're going to launch many businesses, let's put it that way. There's many businesses you could launch, and especially a coaching or consulting or advisory business, writing a book is one of the most effective, powerful, and as it turns out, easy ways. Now, that didn't used to be true. Writing a book used to be complicated. There were a few publishers, you know, the New York houses, and they had a monopoly on things, and you had to put a book proposal together, and then you had to get an agent, and they had to pitch the book, and they had to like it first. And there was arguments between agents and authors and all of that good stuff, right? And then the agent had to pitch the proposal, and the book company had to like it, and et cetera, et cetera. And then finally, you might get a book, you know, permission to write it with, they'd say they'd publish it. And then you hear the fabled book advance and all that stuff. And sometimes book advances were a lot, but they all got clawed back with sales of the book. And then, of course, the publishing company was incented to market the book. Because why? Because they got to claw back their money and more because they held an interest forever in your book. The publishing model is completely different. There are thousands of mid-tier publishers. There's lots of people that self-publish. I wouldn't advise that. I'd advise going at least with a mid-tier publisher, but there's thousands of them. And we're going to talk a little bit today about, one, why it's a good idea, how it helps you, how it's become easier than you can imagine to do that. And if you've ever thought, if people have told you, you should write a book, man, your stuff is interesting, or if they've said you should, you know, have a movie, it's probably true. And instead of discounting it and saying, I got nothing to say, nobody'd read it, I'm advising you from my own experience and that of a bunch of clients to stop and listen. Stop and listen to those thoughts. So if you have a business and you're trying to grow the business, if you're ready to launch a business, it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be coaching and consulting. Those are just ones that are especially targeted for this. You need to consider and listen carefully to what we're talking about today. So, like I said, I never considered myself an author. I didn't think about it, even though I'd written technical papers and spoke a lot at different conferences in the technical subject I spent 30 years in, which happened to be electricity markets and deregulation and a bunch of stuff that's about as interesting as watching paint dry. After I left that industry 30 years in 2007, so 17 years ago, I embarked on a journey for four years of personal growth, because the circumstances of the radical change of just walking away when I was literally at the top of my game, making a lot of money, big position, blah, 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 blah. walked away from it all because of disasters in my personal life. So when that happened, I didn't have a plan B. I didn't have an exit plan. I didn't know what I was going to do. But I had to figure out what to do because I wasn't going to sit around and do nothing. And if you're a person who wants to add good to the world and do stuff, and I know you are, you're going to want to hear this and think strongly about these possibilities for you. Okay, so when that happened in 2007, like I said, I embarked on a journey of 3 or 4 years of getting myself together. I had struggled all my life since I left home at 17. So for 35 years with major depressive disorder, a couple of shrinks said bipolar, but it doesn't matter. A mental illness that was radically damaging to me. The way it looked for me is I would build big success and then sabotage it. Literally sabotage it, burn it down, lose jobs, lose careers. And I would build it again and sabotage it, build it and sabotage it. And the underlying cause was that I had a need to hate myself. Okay, and why I got there and my upbringing and all that crap's not the subject today. And if you're interested, it's in, guess what, a book called Tightrope of Depression, where I talk about what happened and how it all changed and how I gradually came to understand what was going on in my life and, you know, do something about it. So I spent 3 or 4 years really working on that and struggling to right the ship, as it were. In that process, I began to realize I need to tell the story, not to tattle on somebody, not to make anybody look bad or not to get anything out there, but because I needed to go through that process of telling the story. So my first, I began writing. Now I've written 20, you know that. I'm working on number 21 and I have 3 more in the pipeline that will cover all of 20, the rest of 24, all of 25 and 26. So I'll have maybe 25 at the end of 2026. And there's more that I've had ideas for. How did that suddenly happen? I'll tell you. I tapped the untold stories of my life, what I learned as I did the work to overcome my own personal demons, and translated into ways that I think and see now demonstrated help clients, people that I serve. Now, here's what I know about you, even though you're not here in front of me. I know you have a personal story. You have a, I call them a developmental story. How did you get where you are? How did you become the person who yearns to make a difference? And I say that because every person, without exception, that I talk to says something like, I love to help people. I really want to do that. I want to make a difference. I want to do something that matters. And they say that over and over again. Well, that represents an innate feeling that we all have to add good to the world. That's my phrase. Because when we're in love and service, we feel good. So anyway, I began writing. And I wrote first for my own needs because I needed to talk about and explore the process I was going through of growth and what had happened to me and how things were changing. As I did that, I realized that the journey I was on of self-discovery and growth would be really valuable for others, not just people that struggled with the same depression or bipolar or whatever, not just those, but people who struggled with self-confidence or not good enough or, you know, some of the things that we all have, either a little of or a lot of. Every person has the yearning to do good and the deep fear of judgment and rejection. We have a yearning to matter and to do something valuable. You do. You know it. You know it. But you also have a fear of being rejected or laughed at or put down or that nobody cares. And those two contradictory fears keep us from expressing our own journey and truth in the world. Now, I'm going to give you a URL right now that I want you to write down. And it's dreambuildwriteit.com. 3 words, but it's all, you know, one big long thing like URLs are. Dream, build, write it. Dreambuildwriteit.com. The reason that's there is I've got something to tell you as we get to the end about how to help you get the book in you organized, written, finished, published, and Amazon number one bestseller. Can you imagine what difference that would make to your business if you were an Amazon number one international bestseller? Holy crap. It sure made a difference for me. Anyway, so writing a book, sometimes, now I know at least a dozen people, more, that are trying to help people write books. I see ads on Facebook all the time. Write your book in 5 minutes or a weekend or whatever. No problem. I'll show you my 16-part strategy or 3-part strategy. You write your book easy. Let AI write your book. Let's get clear. AI is a staggeringly good tool. I use AI all the time. Maybe not every day, but every other day at least, 3-4 times a week. My business partner and angel wife, Joy, she uses it every day, multiple times. We use it to help us refine wording, to think about how to write ads, you know, all of those kinds of things. We use it. So it's a valuable tool and it will help you and it'll make writing your book even faster than it already was. Now, I've helped lots of people write books before AI exploded a couple of years ago, in the last year especially. And now with that, it's faster and easier. It's easier today to write a book than it has ever been in the history of the world. It's easier to distribute a book in front of the world than it ever has been in the history of the world. And it's easier to create products and services and things from your story, from your life, from your experience than it's ever been in the history of the world. So it's gotten easier, not harder. And if you say to yourself, well, you know, everything I have to say has already been said, that's nonsense. And here's why it's nonsense. You know, you like to listen to certain people. Certain people speak to you, certain music. You listen, you have favorite musicians, favorite bands, favorite styles of music. And somebody else, right, maybe in your own family or whatever, might listen to that and say, why do you listen to that crap? And you say, oh, man, it's so good because, and then you list all the reasons, tells your story, tugs on your heartstrings, whatever, right? And their list of music is completely different. We don't have to diss the musicians. We can say everybody's voice matters, and you speak to a particular audience. So the books that I've written and the kind of coaching that I do is not suited for everyone. And I don't even begin to try to appeal to everyone, all right? Books for people who are yearning to be high performers, who know that they're holding themselves back with stories, with habits, and those kinds of things. Books, programs, and everything that I've done are for those people. And that's fine. There's millions of those people around, millions and millions, who say, I want to do this, and I want to make a difference, and I want to make money, and I want to this and that, and I don't know why I don't, and I can't get started, and I don't have time. Well, those are my peeps. Let's talk because I can help you with all those things. Anyway, dreambuildwriteit.com. We'll talk about why that's important in a minute. Writing a book is not just a business strategy. However, even though it is the most powerful way to get your business started, it is a personal journey of self-expression and impact. Here's why. There's nothing, absolutely nothing like writing a book that helps you organize your life, what has happened to you and for you, and how to understand how to use those events in service of others. The reason there's nothing like it is because if you're writing a book, you have to write coherently. You have to tell a story. The chapters need to follow each other. You know what I mean? Like you can't, it has to be cohesive. And so the exercise of examining what it is that you've learned through different events in your life, why you feel like you could be of benefit or service to others, whether it's growing a garden or overcoming challenges like I did, it doesn't matter. Like what has happened in your life that has given you the certainty in your heart that you could help people? All right. So there's nothing like a book that helps you organize it and get it clear and powerful. It's easy to talk about or think about, well, I could do this, I could do that, blah, 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 blah. Doesn't do anything. Writing a book makes you get it organized, clear, and it makes you, you know, be able to put together powerfully what you have to say. That's one of the reasons I love it so much. So what you're going to get here is you're going to understand why I said the claim that I did at the beginning, writing a book's best way to launch a business, grow a business, launch a new product, create the impact you want, and actually get over the notion, the nonsense notion, that you don't really have anything to say and nobody would listen. That's just not true. Your voice matters here. Doesn't matter what's happened before. Your voice matters now, and it can have big impact if you choose to share it. Yeah. All right. So one of the benefits in terms of the business thing is if you write a book, you get some authority. Writing a book establishes you as an authority. If two people are standing up talking about it, doesn't matter what it is, from underwater basket weaving to growing a garden to coaching to overcoming depression or getting over any other obstacles, fear, or learning to speak in public or whatever, and one of them holds up a book, you know, regular book, like, you know, an inch or so thick or more, there it is, 150, 200, 250 pages, how to XYZ, boom. They automatically get, they win, automatically, unless they can't, you know, they can't talk or they so badly explain everything. But just the fact that you have it grants you incredible authority. And it ought to. It's not phony. You've taken the time to organize all your thoughts and put it in a book. One of the objections I have with these write a book in 5 minutes people and use AI to do everything is it doesn't engage you enough. When you or me, when we go through that process of figuring out what we have to say, how to organize it and present it to people in a cohesive way that you can read start to finish, it creates a lot of clarity in your own mind about what you have experienced, why it matters to you, and how it will serve those who are your potential clients. So it establishes credibility. And the other obvious thing that comes from that is people trust somebody more with a book. You become a go-to person. Oh, well, obviously, you wrote the book. That's true. And there's garbage books out there. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a sincere, good book that you put together, take the time to do, and you put your heart and soul in it, and it's well-written, well-edited, and you publish it. You win because you have that. So I can tell you several success stories, and I'm one of them. But I have several clients that have done this, written the book, and then used that to launch programs of different kinds. They don't just have to be coaching and consulting programs, although that can cover everybody. Coaching doesn't, but consulting does, because you can consult on everything from landscape design to learning music to vocal, you know, vocal training to coaching fears and doubts and, you know, the emotional intelligence and the kinds of things that you do in coaching. So all of those things are true, and it's a powerful way to do that. And I have several that have launched either entire careers or expanded their business and careers because they took the time and effort to do that. Another thing that writing a book does is it completely separates you from everybody else. Now, there may be others in your field that have written a book, and that's fine. But if they've written books, you can read it and you can immediately see and say what's different, what sets you apart. One of the things I have people do that are writing books is go to the library or go to the bookstore and look in the section where your book would be. So this is an assignment for you. If you're thinking about writing a book, something about your life, your interests, your hobbies, your skills, your expertise, you think, I'm better than most with this. You don't have to be the best in the world, but I'm better than most, and I know I can help XYZ. Go to the bookstore right now and look in the section where your book would be and read the table of contents of all the books there, or many of them, especially the ones that sound like, from the title and subtitle, that they cover your stuff. I guarantee you're going to find stuff they left out, stuff they did wrong, according to your way of thinking, and stuff you think could be better. I can tell you that for sure. And that gives you power. It gives you a voice about how to express the things that you find that are missing, that are not emphasized or explained well. And it doesn't matter It doesn't matter that you're different. In fact, that's what you're depending on. That's what your USP, unique selling proposition, is. How are you different? Your experience, your life, and everything else makes you different. That's especially true when you've come through a lot of hardship. I met somebody the other day who has a story just waiting to be told, and I think they're going to be a guest on my podcast. They might be a guest here on this show. And that is about, you know, they had a child with special needs. And in the process of going through that experience, they started a company, created a special medical product that was geared toward fixing their own problem. And now they realize, oh, guess what? Other people need this. So guess what? There's a business. Started a business with the product, and now more than one product. So, and guess where it came from? Personal experience, the tough things that they went through. And that can, it will be a successful thing for them. Now, I want to talk to you about how your personal story is your secret weapon. Your personal story is your most powerful tool. Why? Because it's the thing that sets you uniquely apart. Now, our DNA means we look different than everybody else. When you multiply that by the differences in our life experience, what, especially the difficult things, divorces, illnesses, financial reversals, betrayals, all the things that test us to the limits. Okay, the resilience that we display when we say, you know what, I don't care that this has happened. I'm going to rise above it. I'm going to do it anyway. That is the stuff of, guess what, books, movies, and legends. And I get so sad or frustrated or whatever when I meet with people and they tell me their stuff and I'm like, wow, in my head. And then they say, yeah, but it's not that big a deal and nobody would care anyway. And I'm thinking, not true. And usually I can think of one or two or three people right now that I know in my circle who need that learning. And that's just my little tiny circle, right? Okay, so that's one thing. It sets you completely apart. Another thing that sets you apart is when you tell in a book your story and you're vulnerable and authentic about it. You share the struggles and the things, the times you almost quit, how you were beat down and this and that. That is glue. That is emotional glue that binds you to others, that draws them to you like a magnet. Not everybody, but the people that resonate with your description, your emotion, your feeling. And they want to hear your voice, not just somebody else's voice, talking about the same thing. So sharing your personal journey will absolutely resonate with clients or potential clients who need to hear from you. I've got clients right now that tell me flat out, because of your story, I'm here. Because I heard what you'd been through and who you are, I'm here. I need your voice and nobody else's. It will happen with you because there's nothing special about me. I just have a different journey, right? Another powerful thing for starting your business is the marketing capability. A book opens doors to speaking. If someone's considering two speakers, keynote at a conference, and you've got a book and they don't, you win, period. Now, they'll usually ask for, you know, a clip of you speaking for 15 minutes somewhere, but you can get that at local chambers and local service clubs, Toastmasters, and other places. So if you don't have that, you can have that. You can get it. So they'll ask that, and if you have trouble with that, like you haven't done it or you do it really poorly, that's a fixable thing because learning to tell your story in public in front of people is just a skill like you learn anything else. So as soon as you have a book plus a story wins over someone who doesn't. Extra credibility. It also, it's an evergreen thing. Once you've written a book, it markets you forever. Like it's there. Oh yeah, I got a book on Amazon. And, you know, da da da. Really? Wow. When did you write it? What happened? And it's so powerful to have something physical. Walk in and drop a box of books on the table. It's a thud factor, right? And in this day of digital stuff, it's a digital thud factor. Okay. Another thing that it really does is it's a great lead generation tool. So if you're online selling anything, you can give away chapters of your book as lead magnet. You can write cheat sheets. People love checklists and cheat sheets. I've even got a story marketing blueprint. Guess what it is? Pieces of one of the books that I wrote. One book I wrote, after I'd written 10 books, I wrote another one called The Story Arc. And it is now the tool that I use to help people get organized, write their books, you know, create their story and so forth. You ought to look it up on Amazon, The Story Arc. Just look up my name, you'll see it. It is a powerful and persuasive way to get your story organized and get your book written and then help you create a course and a keynote and all the things that go with it. When you have that kind of stuff, you attract clients. People want to be with the pro. When you've got that kind of stuff, you're the pro. And so you end up not needing to chase clients. Oh, I got to go find them. Oh, it's just so hard. Nonsense. Nonsense. Do the things that make you different, that show that you've already put in the effort to organize and express yourself. I meet so many people, and the reason I do is because I've got this show and the guests on my podcast. Day after tomorrow, I've got two more podcast guest interviews. Exciting for both of them. When I hear, and sometimes I interview people that have books already, and then we promote their books on the podcast. That's an invitation to you. If you have a story that you use to serve others in some way, I want to meet you. Reach out to me. Reach out to me. And I'll give you some places to do that later. One of them is dreambuildwriteit.com. I'll drop a little piece in here. On the 12th of November, which is about, 3 weeks, we're going to hold a book challenge. It doesn't cost you anything to join. Okay, and we're going to be going over in detail how to write a book, how to use it when you write it, how to tell your story, why it matters, and how you can use this right now. So dreambuildwriteit.com, go there and register, and then attend. Go register and attend. Well, I'll watch the videos later. No, you won't. Bullshit. People don't do that. They're going to, or they mean well, but it doesn't happen. So go there, block your calendar. It's only an hour a day for a week, and we're going to cover lots of stuff and set you up for success. So dreambuildwriteit.com. Okay. Now, another thing I said a minute ago, I want to repeat it, is offer little pieces, chapters of the book, quotes, cheat sheets, checklists. And you know what? Those are easy to create after you've written the book. Why? Because you've done the organizational work. You've completed it. You know what else is really easy? Videos. I put up video. I've got hundreds and hundreds. I've got nearly 1,000 YouTube videos, nearly 1,000 episodes on the podcast. And it's simple. You know why? I've done the work and written all these books. So what to talk about, how to do it, what content to use. It's like breathing. It wouldn't have been, but it is because I did the work to write the books and I can show you how and help you. Another thing that is really true about your business is having done the work to create the book. I was going to say writing a book. Writing a book isn't the thing that creates the deep relationships. Your book will help you create deep relationships. The reason it does isn't because I wrote a book, therefore I have deep relationships. Nonsense. The work you do in organizing your material, examining your life, and seeing what you really have to share, that allows you to be in a powerful position to serve, no matter what your area of expertise is, from dating advice to relationship help to post-divorce counseling to growing a garden in the backyard. Your experience and the effort organizing it gives you powerful positioning and insight. I promise. I've done it. I've helped clients do it over and over and over again, and it works every single time. So before you dismiss it, let's talk. Let's talk, because here's what I know. I don't care how old you are. I don't care what kind of water's under the bridge. I don't care what's happened before. You matter right now. And you can have a big impact right now if you want to. I'm not saying you got to do this, but if you're trying to create a life of purpose, prosperity, and joy, which is how I define the ultimate life, the name of the show, and everything else, it is to get in service. Figure out how you can be of service, the most service to people. How could you do that? Well, the most effective way that I know is to write a book, not just to have the book, because it forces you to do the work, to organize and extract the real value from your life journey. Here's another reason why it helps with deep insights. Because you've done the work to write, to organize and write to write the book, it makes course creation easy. It makes sharing stories with clients easy that they can resonate with and they will be attracted to. It makes prospects want to come to you because you've done the work to organize what you've learned and who you are and how you got where you are in a way that makes it easy. I find that when I go speak, which I do often, keynote speeches, 30, 60, 90 minutes, I never run out of stories. And stories that connect. I know it works because I see the audiences leaning forward. Nobody's on their phone. You can have that kind of impact with your business, with your products, with your services, and with your story. Or you can sit there and doubt me and say, this is bullshit, it won't work for me, in which case you're right. It'll keep you right where you're at. And that's your call. But if you want to multiply by 2, 3, 5, 10, your impact, your client attraction, all that stuff, let's get organized and explore your life for the stories that you have about how you got where you are and how you can use that to serve those who need to hear your voice. Another thing to think about is the idea that a book is really, it's a foundation for an entire ecosystem for your business. Now, a few episodes ago, I talked about using your personal story to create a course and a keynote and a workshop and write a book, and I mentioned that. And this is about that. When you write a book, it is the seminal foundation stone from which you can create at least 3 or 4 courses that you can sell in perpetuity, evergreen. You can create keynote speeches on several topics from 30 to 90 minutes that you can give and get paid to give. You can create workshops. I've conducted 1, 2, and 3-day workshops. Why? Because I have books. And because I did the work to write the books about all the different topics, it's easy to put together the workshop, not because I'm magic, but I've done the work already in the books. And you can say, well, people can just go read the books. You and I both know nobody reads a calculus test and then aces the exam. The process of presentation in a workshop and the interaction of Q&A is way more effective. If you could do that, then students wouldn't need office hours and tests at university. Just give them a textbook and then say, amen, hallelujah. And that doesn't work ever. So you can see that sort of creating a book is a foundation of an entire ecosystem, workshops, seminars, high ticket coaching programs, if you choose to go into the coaching, or high ticket consulting. And by high ticket, I mean $10,000, $20,000 a day for consulting work. I know that. I get paid that. So you can too. There's nothing magic about me, except I've done the work to write 20 books. And in doing it, I've created a system to help you do the same. Remember, dreambuildwriteit.com. Go there, check it out, sign up. Love to see you in the challenge. And it does not cost anything. But if you think, well, I'll sign up for it and then don't make time. My puppy's barking at something. I don't know if you can hear that. But anyway, it won't do you any good at all. And then you'll wish, I wish I had. I wonder what would have happened if I just taken the time to go. November 12th for 4 days. All right. So, all of these things, I've done them. I have 16 products that I've created. Where from? From the books and related work that I've done in that process. And it's easy. Why? Because I did the work getting organized. And I followed the process in the book, the story arc. So there's two things that are your assignment. Sign up for the challenge, dreambuildwriteit.com. Second thing, go through your own heart and your experiences and ask yourself, what have I learned? Who am I because of the things that have happened in my life? I already know that you've had enough shit storms and enough struggles to shape you in powerful ways. Now, maybe some of them have ruined you. So my invitation to you is, isn't it time to re-examine those and maybe let them refine you? We can't change what's happened in the past, even if it was terrible and bad. But we can stop being angry, bitter, seeking for revenge. And we can say, how has this helped me be resilient? How can I serve others with my experience? How can I be a light instead of staying forever the victim of things that have happened? Those are real questions. And they are the substance of some of the coaching that I do with people. I just had a coaching call early this morning with a beloved client that I've had for many years. We were talking about exactly that. Forgiveness, letting some things go, not because anybody deserved it, but because it's time to remove the hold that past events have on the present. Wouldn't it be wonderful to be completely free of the effects of every past event in your life, whether it was something someone else did or didn't do, or something you did or didn't do? You can get rid of it right here, right now. If that interests you, let's talk, because that's another piece. Sometimes writing about it is so therapeutic. Sometimes it takes more than that, but there is power in thinking about, organizing, and sharing the story, especially if it is done with the idea of service. Another thing that writing this book does and creating the subsequent pieces is you create a huge emotional bond between people that resonate, not with everybody in the universe. Think of this. Now you go to movies and you might go with some friends. Some of you might come out and say, oh, that was the greatest movie in the universe. Did you see that and that character and they did this? And oh, I sure felt this. And somebody else might come out and say, oh, I fell asleep. That was the stupidest thing I ever saw. And anywhere in between. How did that happen? You were sitting in the same theater. Because we as individuals, because of our life journey, right, we resonate with people completely differently. We resonate with stories and situations. And that if you write with authenticity and vulnerability, the deep emotional content that you can share will connect with people and they will feel like they know you and they will want to be connected. And if you have consulting services or coaching services that are connected to that, they are loyal clients. They want to be with you. They want to hear more of your voice. And I can tell you that because it happens to me all the time. And those that I work with. What gets in the way of that? You know what gets in the way most of all? What gets in the way is several pieces, and it's all fear. Fear. And here are the ways that it manifests. I'm scared to tell my story because of what people will think. There's a way around that, and that is fixable. Because most of the time, people will think, what courage? When I'm on podcast episodes and I tell different pieces of my own developmental story, including the madness I went through during my years of depression, addiction, suicide attempts and stuff, people are aghast and they say, wow, thank you for being so open, so vulnerable. Wow, that was so fabulous. And it draws people in. I get messages, I get connection requests on social, and they're referencing, wow, I heard that. And it meant so much to me. And then I get clients. Guess what that is? Business and money. And it's the opportunity to be of service. Because I run a service business. I work from the heart. I serve people because I choose to love. And it runs my business. All right. So you get to have doing the work to organize your book and your story gives you an emotional connection that can be done in no other way. Just ad hoc telling stories will do something, but not like it does when you do the work and you figure out how to tell the story, which pieces to leave in and which ones to leave out. I want to add a little sort of side note here, one of the things that gets in people's way, I was mentioning those, is people feel like, well, I'm too vulnerable. I don't want to tell people that. There is a powerful way. I just had a mastermind last week, and one of the people I talked to there said that very thing. Well, I've got all this and this and this, and they shared some really intimate details about some really struggle periods in their life. And it's like, how do I talk about that? And I said, oh, glad you asked. And we were able to talk about how to discuss very difficult and personal things in a way that is okay. It doesn't make you vulnerable or looked down on or hurt you. It also doesn't lash out and smash other people by blaming or yelling, even emotionally. But it does put out the fuel for emotional connection and invites people to be safe. Because see, when I'm vulnerable and I tell people about addictions and rehab and suicide attempts and estrangement from parents and some of my own kids, people feel safe, like they can talk to me about some of those things. And they do. And guess what? It creates deeper and deeper emotional connection. And then guess what? Then they want help. And then I also get to serve them in a client relationship. So another value, we're almost done here. We've got two more things. One is another value from a book is the long-term impact. Once you've written a book, it's done. It lives on and it attracts readers that resonate with the title, the cover, the subtitle, the table of contents. Years after I've written some books, people get a hold of me. You know, I saw your book X. I've never heard of them. Can you tell me more about that? That part really resonated with me, that alienation piece or how you were treated or what you did do or how you failed and then caught up. You know, those things attract people and they keep on doing it. Readers, potential clients, essentially forever, because a book keeps going, right? All right. Another thing that your book really, really does when you get organized is it helps you with the continuing story of your life. So I'll give you an example. After I'd done some of the deep work to fix my own life from depression and self-sabotage and all the things that had wrecked me for 3 years, and I began writing my first book about myself, which was Tightrope of Depression, my journey from darkness, despair, and death to light, love, and life, I thought, oh, that's going to be the only book I write about me. I'm done. Because I didn't want to write a bunch of books about me. First of all, I had the same fears everybody else does. Nobody will read it. Who cares? My family will hate me and all the rest. And some of that happened. Family got mad and, you know, whatever. But here's the interesting thing. Because I documented many years and the growth and the sudden divine intervention that happened in 2007 that shifted my direction and stuff, what I realized when that book was published is I haven't even begun to tell the ongoing story. So, I've documented this part really well. What do I do? And then I realized I needed to write a sequel. So I wrote Down from the Gallows, which the subtitle is The Truth, the Myth, and Battles of a Creative with Depression. Now, the creativity, my music and stuff is a topic and subject of a lot of the struggles through the book. I'm not going to go over that here. But Tightrope and then Down from the Gallows or sequels, and there's going to be a concluding volume. It'll be a trilogy that is one of those four books. It'll be out sometime at the end of 2025 or maybe early 26. So what I'm saying is doing the work to craft your journey as far as you are in it is a powerful documentation tool. It's not supposed to be done. I was talking to somebody about writing a book the other day and their first response is, I'm not done with my story. Nobody is. Are you dead? No. If you've overcome significant challenge, if you've made changes that are valuable, if you've taken action and created something bold, and this person I was talking to has created a very large company that does a lot of good in the world. And so there would be power in telling that story. And I don't know if they're going to or not, but the idea that you're not done and therefore you can't do that is, not important. The last thing that I want to talk about is what I've got coming for you. And I spent this whole time talking about writing a book and the peripheral activities that come from it. So summarize, writing a book forces you to go through your life and answer the question, how did I get where I am? How did I get to the person that I am? I'm less interested in your income and where you live and how much money you have or anything else. You have become a person who wants to add good to the world, who knows you can help people and has a drive to do it. That's you. It doesn't matter what the area is. Writing a book forces you to organize that and critically put together the principles you've learned, the things you could teach if you had a receptive audience and all the rest. So that part is powerful. Then from that, you can create infinite resources, courses, beginner, intermediate, advanced. You always need two or three levels of courses. Think about your own journey. If I think about the work that I did for the 3 or 4 years after I had a complete change in my life in 2007, 2010, so 3 years before, you know, a lot of progress was made. And so there's lots of things I learned. Getting organized and documenting that has been powerful and given rise to many courses that I have. And if you've gone through whatever difficulties you've gone through or successes, to document that, it's going to not be done in one course at all. And if you try, it'll be too dense, too much, and people won't finish it. You have to give people something in a form and at a pace that they can actually do. It'd be like when I went to college, I took 4 semesters of calculus. Well, if we had tried to do all that at once, nobody would understand it and you'd get lost and flunk. So what? So it takes 4 semesters. Okay. So then your truth, your story, your learnings, your growth is a multiple product process. Writing the books will help you organize that. So that's the legacy you get to create. And it's not about beating your chest and saying, I have a legacy. It's about your ability to serve and make money from your life, from what you've learned and what you can do and help. I have never talked to somebody where we couldn't figure out at least half a dozen ways where if they want to do the work, they can make a living creating value and products from their own life experience. Never met the person where we can't do that. And I know you're not an exception, but I invite you to reach out. All right, so I want to tell you a little bit more about the Dream It, Build It, Write It Challenge. Now, it is called the Dream It, Build It, Write It Challenge, but the website is dreambuildwriteit.com. So I'm putting its in there. Dream it, build it, write it. You can do it. Dream it, build it, write it. And the URL is dreambuildwriteit.com. So here's the thing. Here's what it says. I'm going to read you something. If you're ready to share your story, establish yourself as an expert, take your business to the next level, join me. Dreambuildwriteit.com. Establishing yourself as a thought leader with something valuable to share is not difficult. It takes work. AI isn't going to do it for you. There isn't a magic outline that lets you vomit it out in a weekend. There is, and people sell those all the time. They don't work. I've seen them. They're not deep enough. They're not powerful enough. Now, you can do a summary that you can use as a lead magnet, that kind of thing in your business. But to really do the work, to analyze what you've learned, what you have to share, who you can help, and why they should listen to you, that takes a little more work. So November 12th, that week, 4 days, dreambuildwriteit.com. What we're going to do is I'm going to help you understand how to organize your story. It'll help you map out what you have and get organized to write the book. Now, obviously, in an hour a day for 4 days, we're not going to have your book written, but you're going to understand the process. I'll introduce you to the story arc, which is the invincible, infallible process to get organized. And I always do this with my hands in an arc because it's a story arc. It's a rainbow. Why? What's at the end of a rainbow? A pot of gold. So I invite you, dreambuildwriteit.com, come there and let's participate together. Let me help you. mine your most valuable asset. Like, you don't have anything more valuable than your own journey. You don't have anything more powerful than your own story. I don't care if you have $1 billion. It's not more powerful or meaningful, nor can it create a bigger impact than the story of your life. That's a promise. Now, I want to invite you for three different things. One, dreambuildwriteit.com. If you want to know more about what we have done, what I'm doing, what my businesses are doing, there's another site called Kellen Flukiger Media. And yeah, you got to spell my name right. KellenFlukigerMedia.com. It'll show you everything that we're up to. I invite you to connect on social. On Kellen Flukiger Media, there's a way to get a hold of me. There's emails. So go there. Don't be hesitant. Don't be shy. Let me help you mine and use your most valuable asset, the most powerful tool you have to make a difference, to change the world, to have joy, purpose, prosperity, and joy, the big three, and create your ultimate life.
You're listening to Your Ultimate Life with Kellen Flukiger, only on LA Talk Radio.